We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, we have one of the greatest handicappers in American history, Brandon Lang. Brandon, how you doing, man? How you living out there on the West Side?
Well, let me tell you something right now. You're only the greatest when you're on a winning streak. You're a scum when you're on a losing streak. The nature of my business. Let me give you a perfect example. Tournament starts on Tuesday. I buy into the UCLA hype. And bad. Wednesday, Texas Southern. Yay! Thursday, Virginia Tech. Bad. Friday, heartbreaker with Providence. No good. Saturday, Florida crushes me. So, 1-4. Life is miserable. And then, boom. Clemson by 31 Sunday, boom. North Texas by 29 Monday, boom. Penn State outright on Tuesday, boom. Illinois-Chicago outright on Wednesday, boom. 26 years of doing this, guys. Never gets, you have to win so much to stay in the penthouse, but man, that outhouse is one loser away.
Now, one of the outhouses in the tournament, obviously, was Virginia and UMBC. Not only Virginia losing, but the way that they lost and ruined brackets. What does that do for somebody like you that's a handicapper when you see the number one seed go out like they did?
Not much from a standpoint that one thing at the website at Brandling.com is my cappers. We just put one play out. So each guy's got one best bet, and it's really it's increased the quality of the product big time instead of releasing three or four games. So from a bracket standpoint, it killed people, but we're a game-by-game progression each day. So it didn't do much, but from a handicapping standpoint, I'm, for the most part, a dog handicapper. I'll release a favorite every now and then, but I look for the value in the underdogs. To miss a 21-point dog that won by 20, a 41-point miss, you kind of just, you know, you're kind of angry you didn't look at that game closer. But then after the game, I went and looked at it, and I still wouldn't have used it. That's how incredible it was.
No doubt, man. Brandon Lang, we're not mad at you, bro. We want you to follow Brandon Lang on Twitter. Go to BrandonLang.com and subscribe to his service. And Brandon, got to give you a shout-out, man. I was the guy, and I lost a bet to my compatriot, John Michaels, on the Super Bowl. I thought New England was going to house that team, and you were here boldly talking. Well, not so boldly because we saw how it played out, but you were like, Philly's winning this game, and you give us a million reasons why the Eagles were going to cover the spread. And I think, Brandon, you said they were going to win it outright, but I got to give you major dap for that, man. Great call.
Well, I thank you. It's the one game that I kind of have had a great feel for now, 23-3, and the 26 I picked with a pair of pushes. It's pretty cool. I've had a really, really good feel for that game. That one especially, I released the game on Monday, which was the earliest I'd ever released it, Super Bowl week. And the amazing thing about that was I decided to throw a college basketball play up there that week, having a football audience to show people I could win in college basketball. Wouldn't you know it? I ended up going 7-0 in college basketball that week, Monday through Sunday, and hit the Super Bowl and hit Nick Foles MVP. So it was that's one I'll remember for a while, let's put it that way.
One of the games here in Atlanta, it's actually the late game, is Kansas State and Kentucky. When you look at Kentucky, they were a team that complained about the draw beforehand, and now all of a sudden it looks like they've got an easy road to get to the Final Four. Do you think the Wildcats come out of this Atlanta bracket?
Well, let's make sure we don't say that the Wildcats complain. Let's just make sure we know that Calipari complained. We all have learned over the years that John's a whiner. That's just the way he is. We have to get used to John whining about everything. The kids, the this, or that, whining about Krzyzewski, promising the world, no, I'm not going to do that. How soon everybody forgets about that little left jab to Coach K. But at the end of the day, they're playing some incredible basketball. 9-1 against the spread their last 10, the only hiccup being at Florida late in the year. In this run, they've won every game by 5 points or more. Tennessee, they won by 5 in the SEC championship game, covered that 2 number. Beat Davidson by 5, but you'll know there was a backdoor 3 late in that game, or they win that game by 8, and then they blow out Buffalo by 20. If K-State had their big guy 100%, this would probably be a competitive game, but at the end of the day, Calipari's got this Kentucky team playing very well.
They sure do, man. And Brandon, I'm a talent evaluator for the NBA in my spare time. I don't get paid for it unless you know, I bring it to the air here, but Diallo and Knox and SGA are just killing it, man. And I don't think Kansas State stands a chance. John and me were talking about that. I'm like, Kentucky minus five, giddy up. And I'm not a gambler. I used to be a degenerate. I'm retired now, and my life is far less stressful. But I look at Kentucky minus five, and I say, ooh la la. Do you agree with my man, John, that that might be a sucker bet?
No. I watched the K-State-UMBC game, and UMBC should have won that game outright. If they hit half the shots that they hit, and these were wide open looks that they got against Kansas State, they just, you know, they're tired, and you're going to be tired when you knock off a number one seed. Kentucky won't be tired. Their length is going to disrupt anything K-State wants to do, and just like their last few games, Kentucky will pull away late. I do like them minus the points.
Florida State was able to knock off a number one seed in Xavier. Now they get Gonzaga, who lost the national title game a year ago. The Zags, not quite the same team they were ago, but you look up and they're 32-4. Is Gonzaga a team that you look for to make it to the Final Four?
I think they get beat by Michigan in the next round. I like the story, but this is a team that should have lost NC Greensboro. It's disheartening when Greensboro was up two with the ball, 50 seconds to go. They probably want that pass back. They tried a long alley-oop pass. Just hold it. You're up two. Run your set. And that turnover led to the roof caving in. And this, I won't touch the Florida State-Gonzaga game just because I know Leonard Hamilton's out there waiting to find out if I'm going to go with Gonzaga because then he'll cover. If I go with Florida State, he won't. I'm 0-179 going with or against Leonard Hamilton. So I've learned to stay away from good old Leonard.
Brandon Lang joining us here. Go to his website, brandonlang.com, one of the top handicappers in all of the world. And to me, the game of the night tonight, Brandon, is Texas A&M and Michigan. I can't wait for this one. 7:37 on TBS. I've got Michigan, you know, the line is 2.5. It has actually moved since we've been on the air. I want to say moments ago it was Michigan minus two. Talk about that one. You just said you've got Michigan beating Gonzaga and going to the Final Four, but do you like Michigan to cover tonight against Texas A&M?
Absolutely, as well as A&M matched up against North Carolina. They don't match up against Michigan. Michigan does a great job against big teams of spacing the floor and getting the mismatches that they want. And they're so good defensively as a team that they just break you down. A&M's had a good run. They faced two teams they matched up really well against in Providence and North Carolina. But if you watch the Big Ten championship game when Michigan just tore Purdue and knew you-know-what, took Haas away from the basket, got the looks they wanted, Michigan is a tough out for a team like Texas A&M that, once again, people get caught up in the hype of the North Carolina win, but what they don't realize is down the stretch, they struggled to beat Alabama. They lost at Arkansas, lost at Missouri. They just don't match up with what John Beilein and the Wolverines are going to do. And Michigan's on a roll, 11 straight wins. Every win has been by 5 points or more with the exception of one. I'm going to ride the Wolverines tonight.
Hey, how about over on the other side? Duke is playing a little bit of 2-3 zone now, and now they're going against a team that plays all 2-3 zone in Syracuse. I know these are ACC rivals, but can Duke beat the Orange again?
They'll win. I don't know about covering the number. The difference of what Coach K will do and what Tom Izzo didn't do was, you know, Matt McQuaid, the guard for Michigan State, I played high school ball with his brother, so I'm very familiar with Michigan State, and Rob and I, after the game, couldn't figure out why Miles Bridges didn't play the middle of that zone and allow him to dictate what they did going inside out. See, Bagley will operate in the middle of that zone. Duke beat them by 16 earlier this year. Duke played a 2-3 zone, held Syracuse to 29% from the floor, 26% from three. Zone teams hate playing a zone. You take Battle, and it kind of takes his penetration jumpers away. I don't know about the number, but Duke does win this game in advance.
We got Brandon Lang on the WadeFord.com hotline talking tournament with your boys, Rick and John, on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, Will Perdue will be joining us in our next segment. My squad is Villanova. Not like I claim them and I've got a license plate that's surrounded by Villanova stuff and all that, but Brandon, watching as much college hoops as I've watched this year, they're the Golden State Warriors of college basketball. I love Mikal Bridges. Can't wait to watch his 7-foot wingspan in the NBA. I'm riding Nova all the way to the championship game. Are you with me?
It's funny you keep touching on everything I'm thinking. We must have met in another life. Yeah, you know, here's a guy that's 0-for-5 in the first half against Alabama and comes out and scores 18 of the first 19 points on 5 threes. Couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat in the first half, and he was unconscious in the second, and that's just Bridges. Now you got DeFenzio, you got Brunson, you got, you know, Pascal. This team's legit, and with the way this has fallen for them, they're your national champ. West Virginia, it's a bad matchup for them. There's a reason why they're called Press Virginia. They have to get turnovers and get free points on their press, because in the half-court offense, if they're forced to execute every time down the floor, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. They're in the shed, but they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. If you watch them run their half-court offense, it's pretty bad. Brunson's not going to turn the ball over. Villanova's very, very well coached. There's a reason why Bobby Huggins can't beat Bill Self, because the guard play of Kansas is so good. Well, the guard play of Villanova is even better. The closest Golden Corral, that's where Bobby Huggins will be after the game, eating into a coma.
Hey, Brandon, great stuff as always. You got Villanova cutting down the nets. BrandonLang.com. Make sure you check it out. We appreciate the time as always.
Got it. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.